They're showing us a picture of kind of what they want, and we are having to customize what they're wanting to their face shape, to their skin tone, to their hair type. So when you've already learned the techniques, as soon as you look at someone, you instantly know what to do. It's nothing that you have to think about doing. It just kind of comes second nature.
Welcome to the Plan Your Central Florida Wedding Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Schmidt, editor of Greater Orlando's top wedding publication, Orange Blossom Bride. I'm sure when you said yes, you had no idea you were jumping on this roller coaster that is wedding planning. The goal of this podcast is to make the wedding planning process less stressful and more fun. We'll provide you with great tips and ideas, along with expert advice from some of the area's top wedding pros. So let's get started planning your Central Florida wedding. The day of your wedding, you're going to want to look your best. You're going to have the perfect dress and accessories, but your hair and makeup is what is really going to pull that whole look together. In this episode, we are going to be talking to Jasmine Dublette of Jazz It Up Artistry about what to look for when hiring a professional hair and makeup team for your wedding day. Now, Jasmine is a third generation hairstylist and makeup artist. She started her business in 2009, just 1 year after entering the hair industry. With a strong passion for making women feel and look pretty, she takes great pride in knowing that she can help her brides feel confident and beautiful on their wedding day. So welcome, Jasmine.
Hi.
So excited to have you. And there's probably a good chance that the brides listening have never hired a professional hair and makeup team. So they really don't even know where to start, honestly, or what to look for. So that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Yes.
So yes. Let's start off with your first tip to do so.
All right. So my first tip would definitely be to do your research. Most of the times brides are going to get a list from a vendor that they've already hired, whether it is a photographer, a venue, or a wedding planner. They usually have a list of preferred vendors that they have worked with. They have already vetted them. They know that they do a very good job at what they do and they're professional at what they do. So sometimes if you can already have a list to go off of, usually go with those recommendations. If you're not working off of a preferred list, I would definitely suggest using the internet as a tool to vet your vendors. And right now in the beauty industry, just with how things are, Instagram and Facebook, that's kind of like the new phone book for us. It showcases our work. You see reviews. So definitely start your search there. Instagram being one of the biggest ones. You can kind of go on there and see a full gallery of the artist's work. And Instagram is a little bit more up to date on a daily basis of what they're doing, from day to day, as opposed to like a website where it's already pretty much a pre-selected gallery of photos. So Instagram and Facebook, that you're going to get your most daily up-to-date feeds of what the artist is actually doing currently.
And I know I follow, of course, your Instagram, and you are always doing like stories and stuff of when you are at events, which is nice to see how active you are and keeping up to date and, you know, the different looks that they can get. Because like you said, on your website, it's a curated gallery, but you're doing stuff all the time. So there could be different looks that you're doing daily. So
absolutely. And they can get those ideas. And, you know, another thing that they could do is, you know, ask friends and family that possibly have already been through this process. You know, they can get recommendations from them as well about who would be the best company or what kind of direction to kind of go into.
Very true. And, you know, referrals are always the number one way to find people because you know, that's a trusted source you're asking. So that's great. Absolutely. Advice. Now, this is one that honestly goes across the board when it comes to your vendors, and that is being licensed and insured. And why is that so important?
So that's important. One, license is very important because one, we've done the work of the education side of the beauty industry. Yes, it's nice to actually have the talent, but the education side plays a big part because, one, sanitation, we're understanding what it means to do large groups of people and work with products for a large group of people and have it sanitized to where we're not spreading any type of infections, nothing.
That's a big one. People don't think about that, but that's huge. I mean, I'm a little bit of a germaphobe, so like that's like really big for me, but in general, if you have a huge bridal party and they're all using the same brushes, like that's not good.
Yes, that's one of the major things, you know, that when you're going through school, you know, you're learning proper sanitation skills, you're learning how to, you know, clean your brushes even after, even, you know, cleaning your eyeshadow palettes and, you know, different things that you're going to make sure you're going to have the most clean workspace possible wherever you go. Also, when you're in school, you're learning the techniques that go with each face shape as well as each hair type. You know, when you're just kind of coming into this as just someone who, let's just say you're just learning at home and you just say, hey, I'm kind of good at this. Someone who's been to school, they've already practiced on every hair type. They've already practiced on different skin tones, different eye shapes. That way we can literally service anybody in the industry. It doesn't have to be just, hey, I've just been working on my family. Hey, mm-hmm. I've just been working on my friends and I'm kind of good at this. So definitely education plays a big, big part in getting licensed to do this. And in the state of Florida, you have to be licensed in order to do what we do. And then when you're working with certain venues, they require that their vendors have a liability insurance. And the only way you're going to get that liability insurance is if you actually have a license to do what you're doing in that particular industry.
And they're going to find that across with all their vendors as well, as far as being insured goes. So that's really important. But to jump back to what you said about the training that you guys go through, going through different face shapes, skin tones, hairstyles, that's really important because although the bride is going to have the trial, the bridesmaids won't. So you guys work on the fly on that one.
Absolutely. Literally, we're going to the wedding day meeting mostly everyone for the first time. They're showing us a picture of kind of what they want, and we are having to customize what they're wanting to their face shape, to their skin tone, to their hair type. So when you've already learned the techniques, as soon as you look at someone, you instantly know what to do. It's nothing that you have to think about doing. It just kind of comes second nature of, okay, I'm working with an Asian eye shape, so I know not to do this, this, and that. Or I'm working with darker skin tones, so I know not to apply this, this, and that. It literally becomes second nature when you've had the training.
Yeah, and I mean, I haven't been with you on a actual wedding, but I have seen Jasmine in work, or I mean in action on a shoot, and she's like, okay, I got you, this is what I'm gonna do, and it's pretty awesome to see.
Yeah, it's nice because it doesn't make us stressed out because we're totally comfortable to work with anything. So when you see that your artist is confident in what she's doing, it's going to put you at ease.
Very, very important. And because nobody wants stress at the very beginning of their wedding day.
Absolutely not. Our whole motto is making an experience before your actual experience. So we want that.
I like that. That's a good one.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we had kind of touched about, you know, knowing the styles on a fly, but that kind of goes to the fact of being trained for special events. And why is that important?
So special occasion styling, as far as makeup and hair goes, it's totally different than you going into the salon and asking your stylist just to put curls in your hair for the night out. When it comes to special occasion styling, you are having to put into account the longevity of the style, as well as the different type of updos that you encounter that you're not gonna do on a normal basis. So when we go through training, especially even outside of school, we take so much more training outside of our actual initial cosmetology training. We go through intensive advanced classes that are giving us step-by-step hands-on training with understanding how to do certain styles that actually fit different hair types. So when you're going to someone and you show them a picture, as easy as it looks to you to do, it actually sometimes is not that easy. So there's going to be different techniques that we're going to have to incorporate that we got trained on to get your hair to actually work with what style you're wanting to do. So the same thing with makeup. When we're doing different makeup techniques and, you know, everyone's asking for, you know, this new found, you know, gem of highlighting and contouring. That's actually something that we were always trained on. It's really not a new technique. I like to tell brides that. But we are trained to do it to where it needs to go per face. So not everyone gets the same, I call it war paint, you know, diagram on their face. So being trained, we understand just what to do to enhance what that particular person already has. So that training is very, very important.
Well, and what comes with the training too is if, when you were saying with hairstyles, especially if there's certain styles that may not work for their hair, you know, I have really thin stray hair. So that may, I may bring you a picture and you'd be like, well, how about we try this? That looks similar.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's definitely the job of a professional. Obviously, we want to please the client and we want to give our bride what she wants. But at the same time, we want to be realistic with her. That way her expectations aren't at a certain level and then she doesn't get that. We want to be there to try to guide her in the right direction of choosing what's going to work best for her. Great example to that would be when brides are going shopping for their dresses. I would say 99% of the time I hear brides say, I got a dress that I never thought I would get. Go in there thinking that you want, you know, let's say a fitted, you know, dress, and you come out with a ball gown. And most of the times it's because that bridal stylist in the store suggested a style that she felt would look a lot better or complement your body shape a lot better. And then it works. So the same thing applies to your hairstylist and makeup artist. You come with a picture, and as much as we're going to try to give you what you want, we're also going to try to suggest what's going to bring out your best features of your face, as well as what's going to make your hair look the absolute best, complementing the dress that you have.
I love that so much because the end goal is to make you feel beautiful on your day, and to have that guidance is wonderful. And also, when it comes to makeup, you want to make sure you're having a hair and makeup stylist that has the toolkit to make your makeup last all day too, correct?
Absolutely. And everyone, it's so funny because when we're doing makeup on the wedding day, obviously the bride has already most of the times had a trial with us. So they've kind of seen the steps and gone through the process, but moms and bridesmaids are like, oh my gosh, like I didn't realize there was this many steps. You know, maybe at home, we're not going to do all these steps for like going out to dinner, but for, you know, a special occasion, yes, it is very necessary to go through all of the steps that we do, such as skin prep. That's one of the biggest, most important things that a makeup artist can do. A lot of people will sometimes just apply a simple primer and they're like, okay, I'm good to go. But skin prep is so important because not only is it obviously prepping the skin for makeup application, but it helps with the longevity of the style of the makeup that we're putting on your face. So if we're making sure that your skin is exfoliated and it's moisturized and it's toned and those pores are closed, your makeup not only is going to apply a lot smoother, but it's going to stay on a lot longer. So you want that, especially when you're going through, in Florida, obviously we have humidity, and then you're going through emotions of crying. All those things need to endure through the wedding day with the makeup.
Absolutely. And I mean, you're being photographed all day. You don't want to look at your gallery at the end and be like, oh gosh, what happened?
Exactly. 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 You want to literally be able to wake up the next morning and still have makeup on. No.
Hey, next day brunch. You're ready to go.
Yes, absolutely.
So are there any other tips, like last minute tips that you could give us?
So I would say, you know, definitely take it very seriously. You know, just as much time you've put into hiring someone to plan your wedding or, you know, go find that dream dress, hair and makeup is just as important. I tell brides all the time, you know, when you bring us pictures, whether you found them on Pinterest or Google or whatever, and you're showing this beautiful bride, whether she is a professional model or whether she was just a past bride and you've got these pictures, that whole combination, what you're seeing in that photo, it's not just the dress. It's not just the hair. It's not just the makeup. It's everything together. So it plays a huge part into the overall end goal of the look that you're going for. Hair and makeup is just as important as finding that gorgeous dress. So definitely take it seriously. Use the tips of finding a true professional. You want someone who's going to know how to, you know, structure your day. That way you're on time and they're not going to put you behind and have you rushing. Our motto is always letting the bride smoothly and calmly get ready. That way she doesn't feel rushed and no one feels rushed. And not only are you going to appreciate that, but your other vendors that you're working with, they're going to appreciate that your hair and makeup artist took into consideration your timeline. That way the rest of your day goes very smooth.
I love that because like you said before, it sets the tone for the whole day. Whatever happens in the morning sets the tone for the whole day. So, well, wonderful. Thanks so much for spending time with us.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. And I hope I was a help to some of you guys.
Absolutely. So if somebody would like to see your work and get in touch with you to book your services, how would they do so?
So super easy. We are Jazz It Up Artistry, and we are the same name on all social media platforms. So Instagram at Jazz It Up Artistry, Facebook, Jazz It Up Artistry. And our website is also www.jazzitupartistry.com.
I love it. Thank you, Jasmine.
You're so welcome, Amanda. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Plan Your Central Florida Wedding Podcast. For more Orlando wedding inspiration and tips, head on over to orangeblossombride.com. And if you're looking for amazing wedding pros to help bring your wedding day together, make sure to check out our wedding vendor directory. Until next time, happy planning.